Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand.
Perhaps if we limit the coverage to the issues at hand and try not to create an all-encompassing spectacle of the most banal of details, perhaps that would help.
You're looking at live pictures in New York City of Donald Trump's motorcade.
It's about a 20-minute drive between Trump Tower and the court building.
Trump leaving Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue.
They're now making their way across town along 57th Street. They just crossed Park Avenue, making their way up towards Lexington Avenue.
He's heading down the FDR.
To the Manhattan Courthouse on Chamber Street.
Arriving at this intersection of American history with defiance.
Arriving at the intersection of American history with defiance, the brilliant juxtaposing of the gravitas of the moment with simple traffic terms was... He arrived at the intersection of American history where he put a quarter in the parking meter of destiny. Leaving the car! Looking to avoid stepping in the urine puddle of jurisprudence.
Oh, it's only once a week. Jon Stewart is only on The Daily Show once a week, but oh, what a day it was. Because it started with him pointing out how after all of the free, or what they call it, earned media that was given to Trump in 2016 at the, you know, and the way that he was covered and how they, you know, basically played with the tar baby in the briar patch and got all stuck up in it and, you know, gave him, you know, helped him get the White House. And, you know, most of your major media people don't really want to see that happen again, but they just can't help themselves. They're going to cover it. Whatever there isn't to cover, they're going to cover it.
Seriously, are we going to follow this guy to court every day? Are you trying to make this OJ? It's not a chase. He's commuting.
And every little weird detail of... It's like, if you can't really report on the trial, just report on trial-adjacent things.
So, the media's first attempt, the very first attempt on the first day at self-control, failed. And I'm sorry to say that it... I'm sorry, hold on, we're getting breaking news.
You know, he wanted to get a jury seated, so we had a lady...
Bill, I'm sorry to interrupt. Just for 1 second, I apologize. We're just showing the first image of Donald Trump from inside the courtroom. It's a still okay. Photograph. That we're showing there. Just don't want to make sure our viewers know what they're looking at.
Thanks, Jake Tapper. You're the best for explaining that photo you're showing.
Yes, for our viewers who are just waking up from a 30-year coma, this is what Donald Trump has looked like every day for the past 30 years. Same outfit.
We now have a photograph of him inside the courtroom. But wait, there's more. We have eyewitness testimony from outside the courtroom of somebody who saw Donald Trump inside the courtroom.
We have a photograph of Donald Trump in the courtroom. But do we really know what he looks like? The man is a mystery, a yeti, if you will. Anything could be a deepfake. Do we have an eyewitness account, perhaps from a dismissed juror?
Would you describe to me what you saw with Donald Trump while you were sitting inside of that courtroom?
Not very much. He was a bit ahead of me and off to the left. I didn't have a complete view of him today.
Oh, no, but it's worse. I mean, listen, I don't know who helps write and produce the Jon Stewart portion of The Daily Show, but it is, I mean, it's perfect.
We have a photograph and we have eyewitness accounts, but do we have anything in a pastel?
A courtroom sketch that we're getting in right now. I'm looking at the courtroom sketch and Mr. Trump looks like he is glowering. I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a glower or just a glance. And I don't know how this is, it's art. It's not necessarily, it's artistic journalism, but it's not a photograph.
Why are you showing it to us? It's a sketch. Why would anyone analyze a sketch like it was? It'd be like looking at the Last Supper and going, why do you think Jesus looks so sad here? What do you think? It's because of Judas? What if we interview one of the waiters at one of the tables from like a different section of the restaurant who maybe didn't actually see him, but, well, you know, we got time to kill.
And then, okay, so we go from the traffic coverage of the arrival to the photograph of him in the trial to the juror's eyewitness testimony who was dismissed to the court sketch. And then what's the next iteration? Well, obviously, you need to talk to the court sketch artist about what she saw.
I guess we'll never know. Unless we could talk to the person who drew the sketch, but do we have the time? Nothing but.
She was in the courtroom today, the official sketch artist. I want to show one of your sketches today. We're going through some of them, but this one, it appears in this one that his eyes are closed. What was happening here?
My apologies, ma'am. I was sitting 50 feet away. I was having such a struggle to try and get those eyeballs in.
Damn it, woman! Does Donald Trump have eyeballs or no, ma'am? Does he or no? You were in the room. Tell me.
And then just one last one, because it's just, it's so poignant. It's so right. And then finally,
at this point, you're probably saying to yourself, how many television hours have they devoted to what Donald Trump, a man who has not been off any of our screens for more than 30 seconds in the last 8 years, looks like? The answer is not nearly as many hours as describing his every movement.
Trump craned his neck to eye prospective jurors and flashed a tight-lipped smile.
Leaning to the left, a little bit quiet, his arms crossed as well.
Hunched over with his elbows on the desk.
Looked through papers and periodically whispered to his attorneys.
Fidgeted and leaned back, the scowl fixed to his face while he sat squinting.
He was actually biting his lip during today's proceedings. His lips pursed in that characteristic Trump way.
His eyeballs, gone. The hulking former president stood up slowly. He walked towards me with a mixture of desire, scorn, and let's call it age-related confusion.
So the lesson here is just do better. Do better. And then what's extra funny about this is he then brought on a correspondent who made fun of him for being the old man complaining about how the media isn't Walter Cronkite anymore. I mean, it's well done. But yes, just do better. You, media, people, do better. Please. 817 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
We are seeing some severe traffic buildup coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre right before the 3 Mile Bridge, so be cautious of that. A vehicle crash on I-10 eastbound in mile marker 7. Vehicle crash blocking traffic a few miles up the interstate, so be cautious there. And South Highway 97 and Highway 297A, some traffic buildup due to utility work, so drive with caution. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying a vehicle and, you know, you maybe been putting it off and trying to wonder where to go, Frontier Motors, a great place. I always say they serve the community, and part of the, you know, illustration of that to me is that, like, if you go there and you're looking at a car price sheet, you know, you're thinking about buying this one car, they give you the price sheet, and then the bottom of that is that it's the total out-the-door price. That's the only thing you ever talk about, okay? So if you arrive at a price, that's the price. There's no, like, subsequent changes. But attached to that, like, stapled to the back of it, is going to be a Carfax. And if you don't know, a Carfax is the vehicle maintenance and repair history for that car to the degree it's been reported by people who do those repairs, and they don't always, but okay. Now, I recommend if you're buying a used vehicle, you know, Carfax is the starting point. I recommend you get a used vehicle inspection by a mechanic. But a Carfax is better than nothing. It's a good start, and it's often going to tell you stuff you don't know. So here's the thing. You get that from Frontier, but what if you go to buy, you know, like Julie's Corner Lot, okay, or somebody on Facebook Marketplace? Well, they probably don't give you a Carfax. It's okay. Take the VIN and go to Frontier, and they'll run you a Carfax for free. You say, why would they help me buy a car from Julia on the corner? Because they can. And it helps. And it gives you information you wouldn't have. And maybe they save you from a bad purchase. Simple. So when I say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage, playing classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies, all in their own style. Grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
No Daisy. You know Daisy at all.
Good morning, 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And at the Escambia County Commission meeting yesterday, we had what can only be described as some fun. I don't know if you would describe it as fun exactly, or just, you know, unusual, or involved, or something. I don't know, but... oh my! I'll just say it that way. The folks at the Escambia County Commission meeting yesterday, and it was something. We'll get to that in just a second. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David,
well, an Australian court is ordering Elon Musk's social media company X to block users from seeing violent footage of a Sydney church stabbing. The video in question shows a 16-year-old suspect yelling in Arabic and then stabbing members of the clergy last week. X had blocked the video for users with Australian IP addresses, but the court said that wasn't going far enough. And NASA saying they've restored contact with the Voyager 1 space probe that's currently about 15.1 billion miles from Earth. Scientists were able to restore contact after receiving only unusable garbled data since about last November. It's now returning data, usable data, about the health and status of its engineering systems again. NASA scientists say the issue was with a computer chip in its flight data system computer. They were able to remotely move the damaged system code to different memory sections, and about 24 hours later, started returning usable data again.
And as our crack team of listeners reported to me earlier, 1977 would have been the Atari 2600. So
yes,
that's the level of technology available on V'ger. Sorry, Star Trek reference. Voyager 1 is now operational again. David, is that it, sir?
That's all I've got this time around.
Thank you so much. So the Escambia County Commission yesterday, a conversation about whether $5,000 in legal fees would be or would not be paid by the county, your tax dollars, to reimburse for legal fees related to one of the EMS people from years ago who... you know, claims about their misconduct, and this is all connected to Ramey Edler. And every time this comes up, Jeff Bergosh takes their side and says that the county was wrong and, you know, defends them as if they had never done anything wrong. And Mike Kohler, who is a, you know, medical healthcare professional, he takes exception both to the, you know, what the Escambia County Commission is doing and even the question of, well, if we're so wrong, then, you know, or if we're so right, why is it that the state said that we're wrong? And why do we keep paying? And, you know, when is this ever going to be enough?
I just want to know who's ever going to be responsible for this, because in the current environment we're in, no one is. And the only people getting hurt up here is the citizens of Scambia County.
Incorrect.
Hey, I'm talking.
Yep.
You just
Mike,
told me it's
Mike
my turn.
Mike has the floor.
Thank you. I appreciate the respect. Only people getting hurt in this county behind this is the taxpayers. You're going to pay millions and millions and millions of dollars because this man's in vindictive behavior against people. And it's enough. Enough. We can't afford it.
Now, I assume he's talking about the Ramey Edler stuff in that millions of dollars to be paid, because we're talking about $5,000 in this particular case. And, of course, Jeff Bergosh took exception to that and to being called vindictive.
All right.
By the way, you read his blog and you decide.
All right. I'm not vindictive when I stand up for first responders. There were six of them that got the finger pointed at him. You talk about vindictive reasons. You weren't here. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're glib. I'll tell you what happened. Someone didn't like something they thought they overheard. Sounds like a theme. And then she went after people she didn't like. And guess what? Five of those six had everything, nothing. They weren't charged with anything. They had their lives turned upside down. They had to pay their own lawyers. And now we're cleaning up the mess. So that's what really happened here.
Is that a Pam Childers reference? Something they thought they overheard the commissioner say? I mean, okay. Anyway, so this gets worse before it gets better, because Mike Kohler says, look, if we're so golden, you know, and if she didn't do anything wrong, as you say, which, you know, the report was at the time, the P&J covered it, that she was charged and then entered a, you know, there was one charge that was dropped and entered a pretrial diversion. And then, you know, eventually all the charges were dropped because of her compliance with that. So, you know, but she was charged. I mean, that's what the P&J reported at the time. So I don't know why Jeff Bergosh says there were no charges involved, because that's not accurate. But anyway, he says, hey, if we're so golden, I'm going to ask the investigators from the state to look into this and see if they agree with you that everything we've done right, because, you know, we did pay a fine and we did suffer a letter of reprimand on our medical record. So I'm not sure that anybody agrees with your assessment that everything we did was good. We'll come back to that in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Lowe's. South Highway 97 and Highway 297A is still experiencing a traffic buildup due to some utility work. And traffic building up coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre on Highway 98. If you are on I-10 eastbound and mile marker 7, there's a vehicle crash that is blocking the roadways or building up traffic severely. So use caution through there. Don't miss the best SpringFest deals right now at Lowe's. Get their best savings in store and online today. Visit Lowe's.com. Again, that's Lowe's.com, because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
So back to the Escambia County Commission, days of our Pensacola, I guess, days of our Escambia. Mike Kohler says, I'm going to write a letter and find out who's right about this.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We never wrote to the Department of Health on this board and asked them why their investigation process was so screwed up and we're so right. So I'll do that letter and ask the governor why his department was so wrong and this board is so right that they find us and no one on our board is held accountable. Nobody. I'm sorry. That's just the facts. And so if no one here had the courage to say the investigative process was wrong, nobody.
And so he's going to write a letter to get clarity about whether Jeff Bergosh is right or whether the Department of Health is right.
All right. You're going to write a letter to the governor? Because you want people held accountable? When you write, okay, you can write another letter if you want. Write some to the state attorney. Make baseless allegations. But when you write that letter to the governor, maybe you ought to self-report yourself. When you got on this board, you got drunk one night and called each of us. And I had to save you from a sunshine law violation. Have him investigate that. You called each member of this board. Yeah. So when you put your letter to the governor, maybe send one to the state attorney and have him investigate you for trying to commit a sunshine violation. When you got drunk one night and you called me, we'll look it up.
What? Also, okay, let's take the person with what they're saying and grant it and then see what, even if that's true, what does that have to do with this? I mean, talk about an effort at distraction and obfuscation. Well, you drunk called me one time. I mean, again, even if it were true, and I don't buy it for being true, but even if it were true, what does that have to do with the current discussion?
Hey, Jeff, and I told you, I saved you
from
yourself.
If you want to go
yourself.
Down in the gutter, we'll go ahead and do that when you threaten
me. No, no, I'm telling the truth.
Drinking beer because I wouldn't vote for you and you told me I had the votes. Remember that?
That's a lie. That never happened.
Mine's a lie. He's right. But that's actually
I have a
what
phone
happened.
Record.
You had, you had your phone on while you at Seville while you were telling me because I didn't vote
I've
for you.
I've got a phone record of you calling me.
You have a phone record of being at Seville Quarter where you said,
No, that didn't happen. Nope.
Oh, come on, man. See,
come
that's the problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like
when
you make up allegations. Do whatever report you want on me.
No, you're the one writing letters. Go send her a letter.
I know dang well what you said, and you do
too. Go send a letter.
Have a seat.
Go send a letter.
Have a seat.
This is derangement.
Have a seat.
This is the derangement.
Keith, have a seat. Have a seat. All right.
Kristen, can you kind of give us a clarification of this case?
I will tell you that my forked tongue does not get me in trouble. And also you, sir.
You weren't here. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're glib. I'll tell you what happened.
Are you guys feeling jealous that I don't give you enough attention, that I pay too much attention to Milton and Santa Rosa County? All right. Well, yeah, I'll pay more attention to you. If this is the kind of hijinks you're going to send out, my goodness. You drunk called. You drunk called. You're glib. You fork-tongued devil.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Campus chaos spreading. The protest during Passover, despite police action, shutting down a Gaza solidarity tent city at NYU last night. President Biden says he denounces anti-Semitism, but also denounces people who don't know what's going on with the Palestinians. Protest today from Berkeley to Vanderbilt to Rice to Tufts. The Trump trial continues, but first a hearing whether to fine or jail the former president. New York DA Alvin Bragg's office claims Trump violated his gag order 10 times. House Democrats introduced a bill to remove Secret Service protection from any convicted felon. Congressman Jim Jordan.
There is no crime that brought this case to this courtroom. It would have been laughed out of any other courtroom in America if not being brought by far-left district attorney Alvin Bragg, overseen by a Democrat judge who donated money to Joe Biden's campaign.
Well, that's Caroline Levitt, Trump team. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio, 92.3, it's 53, sunshine in Pensacola this morning. City leaders in Pensacola discussing whether to fund a feasibility study on building a mooring field in Pensacola Bay. Mayor D.C. Reeves says it would be good news for the downtown economy and also be beneficial when the area is hit with strong storms.
Again, let's not forget that, you know, mooring field and having a wall, a seawall out there that would help protect our harbor. And we see every time after a hurricane the type of damage we're looking at. So even within this mooring field feasibility study, we're asking that question is, where can we get double benefit? Not only some access to our waterfront, but also help protect us for the next big storm.
The study would cost about $50,000. The city would use American Rescue Plan funds to cover that cost. Reeves also says great things can happen in downtown Pensacola by making the downtown waterfront more accessible. Well, when it comes to that OLF 8 property in Beulah, District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh says in order to finalize a sale agreement, there are going to have to be tweaks to the approved master plan. But one thing he says he won't budge on is the development of a town center.
That plot, that land was supposed to be for job generation. We had a very, very hard-fought, years-long compromise that we came to. So my position at this point in the game is sticking to the compromise. That's what the citizens wanted. That's what this board voted for. So that's going to be an important clarification that I'm going to need.
Last week, a new offer was submitted by local developers Cliff Moe and Ryan Chavers. That offer for $22.5 million for 290 acres. However, it did not make it clear whether the town center would be included in that proposal. During yesterday's meeting, county staff was directed to continue discussions now with both the new group as well as Fred Hemmer's Beulah Town Center, LLC. Now, the city of Mobile's police department has been under the microscope lately, including an independent review of policies and procedures, which all led to Police Chief Paul Prine there being put on leave. According to Channel 3, the city is discontinuing their use of ShotSpotter technology. They say that its sustainability can't be justified. But here in Escambia County, it seems to be going fairly well.
I would say it's working. What it's designed to do is to alert us whenever a shot is fired, and I believe that has been working out very well, actually. It's working out exactly as we intended it to work out.
And both the Escambia Sheriff's Office and PPD have been praising the system's accuracy and say multiple arrests have been made thanks to the technology. That program was funded by the Florida legislature for 2 years at a cost of $800,000. Animal rights organization PETA taking aim at the annual Florabama mullet toss. According to Channel 3, PETA is proposing alternatives to tossing the mullet fish. In a letter to Florabama's co-owner John McInnes, PETA says, in part, what if you were to make it all-inclusive by using a fancy rubber fish instead of a smelly, decomposing real fish? The letter goes on to say that if Florabama agreed to switch to the rubber fish, the organization would be happy to cater the event with vegan fish sandwiches. Sounds awful. It is 8:35, and a fish tosser from way back, Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you are on South Highway 97 and Highway 297A, severe traffic buildup due to utility work, so please use caution in there. And on I-10 eastbound at mile marker 7, a crash is causing traffic buildup on I-10 and at the intersection of I-10 and Highway 297. We should mention that construction on I-10 and Highway 29 will run every night from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. until Friday morning, so expect some delays and lane closures. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Jimmy, have you ever tossed a mullet?
I have never participated in the mullet toss. Well, I mean, I guess I've tossed mullet back into the water.
Okay.
Yeah, from casting.
I tried the mullet toss 2 years ago and did just horribly, horribly bad. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have a beautiful sunny day today with temperature warming up near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 57. Nice sunny weather continues for Wednesday with a high near 78. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Beautiful and sunny for Thursday with a high near 78 and a low near 65. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 53 in Pensacola, 55 in Gulf Breeze. It's 48 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The markets are up. The Dow's up 72, 17 at 38, 3, 12, 15. The S&P up 20, 18 at 50, 30, 78. The NASDAQ up 79, 19 at 15, 5, 30, 50. Your 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.65%. Gold prices down $21.50 this morning at $23.2490. Silver prices down 22 cents at $27.02. And Bitcoin down $153.58 right now at $66.243.22. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he'd like to have the entire U.S. budget available on blockchain if he were to be elected.
The independent candidate said during a rally in Michigan on Sunday that it would allow any American to look at the budget at any time. The blockchain is a ledger of transactions that is typically associated with cryptocurrency. Kennedy is familiar with the use of digital assets, accepting campaign donations in Bitcoin, and discussing his plans to back the U.S. dollar with the cryptocurrency if elected to the White House. The public accounting would allow more transparency into how the government uses taxpayer money. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And construction of a high-speed electronic rail line between Las Vegas and Los Angeles now underway. That route projected to cut travel times between the cities from about 3 to 4 hours to a little bit more than 2 hours. Brightline West in charge of the $12 billion project. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road, at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Join Ballet Pensacola's new artistic director, Stefano Candrivra, Thursday at 10 a.m. with guest dancers from Ballet Pensacola's upcoming performance of The Sleeping Beauty. Tickets are online at balletpensacola.org. From May 3rd through May 5th, shows at the Sanger Theater. Don't miss this classic story of Princess Aurora cursed with 100 years of sleep. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Severe weather can strike at any time. At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Happy National Email Day. It is National Email Day, and my question for the day relates to this, which is, how many unread emails in your inbox? And how many is too many? 437-1620, 437-1620. Okay, so you've been the producer now for the show for what, like 2 weeks full-time?
Yeah,
about
2 weeks.
Okay. I am going to guess that you are the kind of person who has no unread emails in your inbox?
I have a few, but that's just because they came in this morning. I haven't checked them.
Yes! Yes!
But I will say, I have an email that I use when I'm registering for certain things.
Oh, like the semi-you email that you just give to whoever needs an email for you to log on or whatever.
That probably has
18,000.
Yep. Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. 437-1620, 437-1620. How many unread emails are in your inbox? If you want to say unread and like also read, because I know for some of you, and I will tell you this, you're the weird one. God bless you, but you're the weird one. If you're the kind of person that's like, emails in my inbox, you win at life when your inbox is empty. Oh, man, what's that like?
It's pretty great.
I don't even know how to relate to that. The only way my inbox would be empty is if I just select all deleted. And it would be empty for, you know, a minute.
Yeah.
And then it would start accruing again. And that's just how that would work. Now, I have Gmail and regular, like my work email. Let me do an honesty assessment here. Okay, so my Gmail has, let's see. It's showing me 1 through 100 of 1,749. It's not telling me how many are unopened. No, here it does. 1,181 are unopened.
Oh, that would give me so much anxiety.
And that's not even counting the promotions and social. Those are never opened. Like, that's just like second and third spam folder. I mean, that's fine. And, you know, Google occasionally warns me, you know, you're using up too much space. So I just go in and delete a bunch of stuff. And then on my work email, I just want to be as honest as I can. Inbox, 941 messages, 185 unopened. Jimmy's going to pass out from anxiety.
See, for me, it's like an obsessive compulsion. I just go into my Gmail app when I'm on my phone, and I just start.
And you start deleting stuff. Does it make you feel super good, like you're checking stuff off your list?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, all right. I don't get any of that satisfaction. I just think about how much time it took.
Right, yeah.
And in that time, I could have been sleeping, you know, or watching TV, or, you know, kissing my wife, or playing Frisbee, or just doing nothing, which would still be preferable to deleting emails.
Yeah, it's a false sense of accomplishment for sure.
437-1620, but I also have false sense of accomplishment things that I do too. Just that one isn't one of them. Oh, and by the way, it's kind of on my mind because the other day I actually went and deleted my sent email folder.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a copy to your sent when you send emails, you don't realize how that piles up too. And like our work email, if it gets to be above, you know, about 8,000 to 10,000 is like the max it can really handle. And then it starts to malfunction on you. So you have to periodically go through and just delete the trash folder and then delete the sent folder and all that stuff because you don't really need that stuff. David's looking at me like I'm crazy. David, did you want to weigh in on this? 437-1620. I'll get your text in just a second. David, I imagine that you – now, I know in the newsroom you guys keep a pretty clean inbox. Okay, so I don't think that's a fair
one
to compare.
In the newsroom, we do.
The newsroom inbox is like zero or like 5 or 10
or
whatever.
Yeah, we keep that cleared out pretty
well. But that's just because you have to. But as a personal matter.
Well, you see, so I don't log into my personal one that often because it all comes into the newsroom email.
I gotcha. So your personal could be 83,000 and you wouldn't even know.
Right, everything that comes into the newsroom email also gets duplicated into my personal.
I know. I get 2 or 3 copies of everything, right.
Hold on, I just logged in right now to check. I have 12,104 unread messages.
Nice. Woo, winner so far. By the way, I guarantee you somebody's going to call me and be like, I got 50,000 unread messages, you amateur. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, sure enough, first text in says, I have 42,232 emails in my inbox. I admire you, sir. Or ma'am. I don't know which. Somebody says 600 unread. When it gets to be 900, 690. When it gets to be 999, it gets my attention. So that's your breakpoint. 1,000 is your breakpoint. All right. Somebody here, your kind of person, Jimmy. 0 unread emails. Can't stand the notifications bubble.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Okay. Can let me help you. Turn off notifications.
No.
You. You know the solve is just turn off notifications on your email.
That's not the solve because then you don't know what's coming in.
That's fine. Other people don't control my life.
For the 3 things that I have to pay attention to my email for, I won't know.
I haven't had email notifications on any device that I have owned for, I don't know, 5 years. I don't need to know. There's nothing about email that's urgent. If it's urgent, you're gonna text me. That's it. Everything else can wait. And no, the little red bubble on your phone staring you down saying, you know, like some needy ex-girlfriend, pay attention to me. No, I don't even like you. I don't want this.
They had to make it such an intimidating shade of red.
They game that so you pay attention, right?
I know.
437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are looking at some traffic buildup on Highway 97 and Highway 297A due to some utility works. Use caution in there. If you're driving on I-10 eastbound at mile marker 7, vehicle crashes causing traffic buildup on I-10 and at the intersection of I-10 and Highway 297. And then coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, just seeing that morning traffic right before the beach, the 3 mile bridge. We should mention that there is construction on I-10 and Highway 29 that will run every night from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. until Friday morning, so use caution in there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620.
Can I tell you? I tell you the closest thing. It's National Email Day. And my question of the day is: how many emails is too many in your inbox? And you can tell me unread, total, whatever, however you want to quantify it. I was trying to think of. I know I do a thing where it's a false sense of satisfaction, mm-hmm. you know, for cleaning crap out that I probably just shouldn't accumulate in the first place. It's on my DVR at home because I have a lot of wide net stuff recording every day for news purposes. Like, you know, all of the episodes of Channel 3's news, you know, that kind of thing, okay? The nightly news programs. And most of which I never watch. I watch a particular one, and then if I need to get more, they'd miss a sound clip or something. You know, but every day I go and delete the 4 episodes of the NBC Morning News when I only watch the one, or, you know, the 5 episodes of WAIR when I only watch the one, that kind of thing. And it makes me feel good to delete those things because it reduces the percentage of DVR used kind of thing. But it's only because I record too much in the first place. And it feels like make work. And it does feel just a little bit satisfying to delete it. But it is like false satisfaction. 437-1620. How many emails in your inbox? How many are unread? Somebody here says 951. Thank you. Somebody says no unread emails ever. I read, respond when necessary or delete. I'll use the word particular. They use another word. I hate unread emails and don't put them in their and put them in their appropriate folders. Oh, I mean, I know the rule is handle every piece of paper one time, handle every email one time. No, I've never learned that rule. Oh my God, never, ever, ever learned that rule.
Did you see this screenshot that somebody sent in?
I don't know yet.
424,000.
Oh, Where's that? No, I haven't seen that yet, but I will get to that in a second. Wow. That's, I'm just in admiration. I like to keep it clean, always looking for that million-dollar email. I have 36,000 emails, most from the manufacturers. That's right. Somebody says, I just deleted over 81,000 unopened emails. 81,000. It took days and days. Oh, man, that is the worst. Now I'm trying to find this screenshot that you're talking
That's
about.
It's like taking a couple days off work.
But how many were they?
It was 424,851.
Wow.
And that's just on the Mail app. They've also got hundreds of thousands in the Yahoo Mail app. I mean,
somebody says, I have a small business, so deleting spam first is a must do so you can actually see what's coming in. Delete, delete, delete. Nice. Takes about a minute. No, that's true. I have learned habits of deleting and a lot, you know, yeah. A lot of that stuff. Oh, I see this this picture you're telling me about. Wow. AOL.
Really?
55,000. Yahoo, 203,000. Gmail, only 60. Amateur. Outlook, 3,800. And regular mail, 424,851. Well, that is a winner.
That's just you.
I mean, that's not, nothing else can possibly come close
that's
to that.
Commitment.
That is fantastic. And now you can't open it.
Yeah, no, no.
I mean, now you have to just let it roll.
Yeah, what's the point of no return? That's what I want.
I think we're well past it. Kansas was singing a song about this person's phone. 437-1620. Somebody says, I saved the email I need to keep in separate folders. My archives are massive. Year 2022 is 32 gigabits. Wow. Or bytes. I always forget which one is which. Let's see. Somebody here says 6196. Yeah, so, hey, you know, this should, you know what? That's probably a good first date question.
Oh yeah, get an idea for who the person is.
But let me warn you, if you ask that question, that might be the end of that date. but also, you got to approach it the right way. Don't ask it as a qualifier or disqualifier. Cuz, you know, remember, the person like me is married to my wife who probably has zero. You know, she's more like you. Mm-hmm. And those contrasts make good partnerships, by the way. You know, imagine somebody's got 40,000, their spouse has 40,000. Well, that home's going to get condemned. You know, code enforcement doesn't even come anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, that's
we
true.
Sent you and your wife thousands of emails.
Right, and yeah. If it's like both of you have zero, I mean, what, you work in a hospital? I mean, that home, you know, like, that home is no fun for kids. You know that's true, too. A51 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, speaking of homes, I did it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, outstanding resource if you're thinking about buying that next home or selling the home that you've got or selling a home that's one that you know don't live in. That could be true too. Talk to her because they've got this whole system for selling homes. It is how they stage it, how they photograph it, how they, you know, fix little things that don't really cost that much but can make a big difference in terms of the overall price. You know, that thing you love that might be costing you $2,000 on your house. Is it worth it? You know, probably not for the house you're not even going to keep anymore, right? She'll help you with that stuff. And then how you list it, where you list it, when you do the open house, how you promote it, what price you set, all of that stuff is part of their truly expert process for getting your home sold at the best price possible as quickly as possible. 175 homes sold last year, 3.5 a week. It's pretty, pretty good. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
I love you 3,000.
And roll most definitely ain't noise pollution. 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lots of cool stuff going on now and in the near-term future. Bands on the beach every Tuesday night. Tonight's band. I don't know what I was thinking. Tonight's band is Mass Confusion, so that's at 7 o'clock at the Pavilion by the Beach Ball on Pensacola Beach. That's tonight. Dixon Dub, benefiting the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences on May 4th. That's Star Wars Day at Pensacola Beach at the Hilton. That's always a good event. You can find out more or sign up and get tickets at newsradio923.com. Pensacola Navy Days, May 17th through the 19th. Big event. All kinds of stuff is going to be going on downtown and throughout the area to celebrate the Navy and how important the Navy is to our community. That's the first year we're doing this. It's a very cool thing. You also have the Crawfish Festival is coming up this week. That's Friday the 26th through Sunday the 28th right downtown at Bartram Park, Seville Square, that area, Fountain Park, which somebody explained to me the Fountain Park is the fountain. And I'm like, oh, that's really obvious. Duh. I guess I wasn't thinking about it very much. But yeah, that actually makes perfect sense. Thank you for explaining it to me, Lucy. United Way of West Florida has fought for the health, education, financial stability of every citizen in our community. Also on Star Wars Day, the Glitz and Gallop Gala for the 100th anniversary celebration. Tickets are $100 a person. That includes two drinks and 10 betting tickets used for the Parade of Prizes. Find out more at Cat Country 98.7. Our sister station is one of the key co-hosts for that event. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're on I-10 eastbound and mile marker 7 in Pensacola, there is a vehicle crash that is causing quite the traffic buildup on I-10 and the intersection of I-10 and Highway 297, so use caution driving through there. And South Highway 97 and Highway 297A, severe traffic buildup due to some utility work. We are seeing some traffic coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre into Pensacola right before the 3-mile bridge, so use caution there. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You remember Joe Biden and Uncle Bozy and the New Guinea cannibals?
Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military.
Oh, his family history.
Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brozy, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
As we talked about previously, not shot down. Just, you know, the plane had maintenance issues of some kind. No record of cannibals. He did die, apparently. Well, we're not sure, but we think.
Was he a good athlete?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. That's just embellishment. He's always talking about that. Probably a good friend of Corn Pop. Anyway, so... Peter can't help it. He's got that, you know, that hair growing on my leg with the tan, and he used to touch it. Not kidding. I mean, there's a whole library full of clips. Anyway, so Corinne Jean-Pierre gets asked about this by Peter Ducey in the press conference the other day.
President Biden saying he was shot down. There's no evidence of that. And why is he saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals? That is a bad way to go.
He lost his life. It's not, look. I'm not. We should not make jokes about
it's
this.
Not, wait. President Biden said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
I mean, your last line is for a laugh. It's for a funny statement, and he takes this very seriously. His uncle, who served and protected this country, lost his life serving. And that should matter.
Now, I got to give her credit. Pulling the patriotic duty sincerity card out when your boss just claimed his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea as part of a getting shot down over World War II, I mean, that is some grade A acting. That is some well-done stuff. I mean, give credit where it's due. That is some full-bore PR stuff. So well done, Cringe Jean-Pierre. All right, Supreme Court. Are they going to uphold or strike down or alter the homeless ordinance in Grants Pass, Oregon?
Alter.
I think a little bit of altering, but generally upheld, and that will definitely apply to us here in Florida.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.